This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA is funding expanded opportunities for overseas markets. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The USDA is allocating $300 million to 66 organizations under the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, or RAP. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the agency launched RAP in October of 2023 to expand marketing opportunities overseas for American agricultural commodities.
We authorized $1.2 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding to help American agricultural exporters diversify their footprint beyond traditional and established markets. We've long been a global leader in food and agricultural exports, but nearly 60% of our exports go to just four markets, China, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. And as we've seen in recent history, there are devastating consequences if we rely on just a few large markets.
Vilsack said there are many opportunities to take advantage of in other countries.
We remain committed to our established customer base around the world, but we're also setting our sights on new growth opportunities in places like Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia, where opportunities are significant and where U.S. exporters may not have yet established a firm foothold. These are part of the world where the GDP is rising, middle classes are expanding, urban populations are growing, and retail food systems are becoming more modern. All of this, we believe, creates a demand for greater variety of high-quality food and farm products.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow said expanding markets is a win for everyone.
When we look at over the years what's happened, that creating new markets is absolutely critical for our producers. And ag exports have grown from $66 billion back in 1996 to more than $175 billion last year, supporting more than a million jobs on and off the farm. And today's announcement is going to just add to that.
Find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.